I had lots of interests. So I was very interested in sports and spent a lot of time running, swimming. I liked school, I liked classes, but had a broad interest, like languages, like maths, always liked maths actually. That was always the thing that I found easiest. I was quite adventurous, I guess. I left home to go to an international school when I was 16, and that changed my perspective on science and on what I wanted to do totally. So I guess I was quite independent. I wanted to do my own thing, and I left to do that when I was 16. And haven't really been back. I've been sort of traveling and working in many countries ever since. I guess reading popular science was a big thing. So I read some books on cosmology, the early universe, how the universe came about. And I came across Einstein and his ideas, and that made a huge impact because I could read his stuff and I could understand it because the math was easy enough for someone at high school mathematics to follow it. And that blew my mind. It totally changed my perspective because it was so simple what he started off with, and it was so radical what he concluded. It's the adventure of discovery that I like. I like it. I think there's a personal affinity. I like getting immersed in problems. I used to solve huge jigsaw puzzles when I was a kid, and I just have that patience for spending a lot of time really getting into a problem, and it's a happy state. I love that, you know, being immersed in a problem, trying to think about it, figuring it out. So it's partly just the activity I like. Another thing I like is the international aspect of it. I went to this school when I was 16, which was international, students from all over the world. And in history, we could barely communicate about what we had learned and how our studies compared. But in physics and math, it was just instant communication. There was no barrier because it's all the same across the world, whether you're talking Russia, China, Latin America, or Africa. It's the same language. I guess for that reason, partly, I think the fact that it is the one thing that every culture can contribute to and take part in makes it an international force. That makes a difference even beyond the science itself. It connects people, it generates collaborations that wouldn't happen otherwise. And I think that's not enough emphasized frequently, that, for example, the collaboration in particle physics is one of the biggest international collaborations since the Second World War, people working together from all countries that at the time were not even at peace in many cases. So you get people working together that actually come from countries that are currently at war, and only science can do that as far as I know. Follow your nose, do what you enjoy doing. Try to be adventurous and think beyond the box of what everyone else does. But make sure you enjoy it. That's my main advice. Dig around. There's lots of exciting stuff to find out, and then follow it up.